Welcome to Scatcast 121.
I'm fucking amped.
Is it because you're excited for the show?
No, I've drank a lot of coffee.
That's right. Scat Roast Coffee available 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time today. We're launching Scat Roast Coffee.
It's working on me.
It's got a scat card inside, a little scat mini toy.
I'm woke the fuck up, bitch.
Two blends, don't be a cunt, and wake up, bitch.
I just said that I'm up.
We got three new skit scats. Scatcast, go.
Fat cats, supporters of a podcast that does exist in the shadowy realm of the litter box turd fuckery. Here's our fat cats: Matthew Bernard, Jason Gleaser, Donald Fisher, Ryan Myers, Shauna Johnson, a cranky dick slap to Mr. James Luke, hugs to Michelle Betts, and fuck yeah, Jasper Garland. Welcome new fat cats: Abram Garapi, Chris with no last name, and Mr. Rip Steele. Also welcoming Uber Chad.
Yay.
Welcome you sweet, sweet bastard. We appreciate all levels of patronage. Check out all the bonus content at patreon.com.
I prefer my Skit Scats fresh as fuck.
All right, here's some quick details on today's show and on Scat Roast Coffee.
Coffee.
I'm the script keeper. That's Steve.
Coffee.
Get on our website, scatcast.com. You go to our merch store. You can look up Scat Roast Coffee, and you will find options.
Coffee.
You can get a 1 pound of coffee and our commemorative mug collection.
Coffee.
Or you can just get a pound of coffee of one of our two different flavors.
Coffee.
Complete with a toy inside and a car.
Coffee.
You can only get the 2024 Scat Roast mug from now until Tuesday, then it's discontinued for the year.
Fucking dick. What are you doing about the coffee?
Steve's in rare form today.
Suck it, piss ball.
Well, 9 a.m. You can get your coffee and you can get it forever.
Yeah, keep that shit coming, dude.
There's cool toys like post-apocalyptic zombies.
Don't care.
Halifax's robot army.
Care even less.
There's little glow-in-the-dark chickens and kitties, and there's a little chip bag.
Just give me the thing I need to put in my face to keep me awake.
And of course, there's scat cards of all sorts of different types. We've got so many different cards at this point.
Cards.
Huge thank you to all our patrons who bought a bunch of coffee yesterday.
Coffee.
Knock it off, dude.
Fuck you, I'm helping.
All right, 9 a.m. today, Pacific Standard Time. You can get on scatcast.com. Get your coffee.
It's good.
There's prizes inside. You deserve it.
You don't know me, bitch.
I feel like I do.
Whatever.
We got a double shot of Liam the Monster Hunter today.
Ugh.
The first up, we got a Skit Scat we haven't heard from for a while.
Good.
I hope it's good. Here we go.
Get this right as Jesus Christ is gonna go back in time and fix our plight. It's gonna bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause it'll bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause Jesus Christ is time traveler. Bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause Jesus Christ is time traveler. Bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause time traveler, Jesus. Time traveler, Jesus, go.
Returning to the C-Squad universe, it's Time Traveling Jesus. Last we left off, Satan had tried to turn the shrimp into a satanic creature, which he successfully did. But Jesus, being the Jesus that he is, turned the other cheek. Now Satan's eyeballing kangaroos. This is Outback Jesus.
Outback Jesus.
Well, they weren't messing around.
Sorry, Jesus.
No, it's okay, Toby the Angel. I didn't like kangaroos that much anyway.
You love kangaroos, Jesus.
You're right for me. These me-darn kangaroos just broke my heart.
Hey, Jesus?
Yes, Santa.
Why are Batman and I here again?
Australia's hottest balls.
What, I can't hang out with my buddies when I'm witnessing for the first time a satanic cult of kangaroos?
It's just that Batman and I were in the middle of, you know, killing bad guys.
Not killing.
Are you still no killing Batman?
It's Batman's number one rule.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Latin Batman doesn't take his PB&J.
Batman, no. Calm down. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Alfred knows.
Right, well, I just wanted you guys to see, you know, these satanic kangaroos.
Okay, it's pretty terrifying.
Obviously, Satan has been going back in time and messing with animals that I love.
Well, what are you going to do about the kangaroos, Jesus?
Well, Santa, how about this? Boom.
What happened?
These are good Christian kangaroos like I intended.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make it less hot as balls?
No.
I mean, it's nighttime, it's still hot as balls.
Can we just mask in the awesomeness of the kangaroo? Look at them.
They're looking at us like they want to kick our butts.
Yeah, I made them super aggressive.
Why?
Otherwise, people would take them as pets, and then they'd feed them crappy food, and they'd get all chunkles.
Okay, but can I go home now?
No, not before we make this official. Where's Terry?
You have him being stung by scorpions, Jesus.
Oh, that's right, boom. Oh, calm down, Terry.
The scorpions out.
Terry, there are no scorpions.
Jesus, the scorpions.
There are no more scorpions, Terry. I need you to write this down and to put on some pants.
My pants were destroyed by trillions of scorpion stings.
Right, well, boom, there's some pants. Boom, there's a pen. Boom, there's some paper. Write this poop down.
Lord, my whole body burns.
Boom, there's some icy hot.
What do I do with this?
You rub it on your body.
Okay.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Toby.
You look like poopies.
I feel like poopies.
Hello.
Hey, Terry.
Santa, Batman.
Hi, Terry.
Fermi.
How are the scorpions, Terry?
The scorpions were a nightmare beyond my comprehension.
Want some coffee?
And so once again, the devil's plans were foiled by an omnipotent lord, rendering the existence of a satanic adversarial force nonsensical as fuck. But what does the devil think?
Yes, Lord, I'm ready.
That's right, you're still chained to the rock on my desk.
Yes, Lord.
What the fuck are you doing?
Servicing my Lord Satan.
Did you finish putting subliminal messages in the new Garfield movie?
Yes, Lord.
Nice, very nice.
My Lord.
Oh, it's Hazel, hey.
There's a guy in the waiting room.
Yeah, it's Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock. I just make him wait.
Okay.
What do I owe the pleasure of my favorite demon?
Jesus made the kangaroos love him again.
God damn it, we worked so hard on those fucking kangaroos.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, my lord.
I thought you made it so those kangaroos would never betray us.
He's the creator of the universe.
Well, that's right. All this shit's superfluous.
Yes, my lord.
All right. So once again, I've been foiled and I'm stuck in hell.
You're the king of hell?
Yeah, there's nothing like being the king of the dump. The king of the dead body dump. That's great.
It's not so bad.
That's because you're a demon. You're like 40% excrement.
Hey.
I used to be an angel. It was fucking awesome.
Hey, what happened?
What the fuck do you mean what happened? You don't know what happened to me.
I tried to stay out of my co-workers' personal lives.
I helped some humans started some shit and got kicked out of heaven.
You helped the humans?
I taught them how to use fire. Maybe showed them their dicks.
That is fun.
Maybe taught them now to be self-aware. I'm the good guy.
You're the good guy. What do you mean you're the good guy?
I mean, I'm the hero. I tried.
Do you have sympathy for the humans?
Look, Azazel, am I the guy that flooded the entire world and killed everything?
I mean, you would if you could.
Well, now that I've been stuck in hell forever, I'm a prisoner of my good intentions.
Okay.
Was there a chance of a redemptive arc? That's fucking sucky. Every good story needs a redemptive arc.
What are you trying to say, my lord?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'm gonna go try and be buddies with Jesus.
Say what?
And so Satan was off to find Jesus, but he was no longer in the outback, for Jesus had different plans. We're going back to April 20th, 1986, Boston, Massachusetts.
Which basketball player is it that Jesus possessed?
Oh, that one right there.
Oh.
His name's Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Oh, you know who Michael Jordan is.
I know who the Joker is.
Hey, nice Batman costume, dickhead.
It's not a costume, bitch.
Oh, calm down, Batman.
Must you freak out about everything?
Sorry, Terry, we know you're trying to keep score.
I don't even know this game, and Jesus has me keeping track. What does that whistle mean?
Oh, I don't know. Here comes Jesus.
Oh, by me, did you guys see that? I've got 54 points.
Oh, good job, Jesus Jordan.
I gotta get back. Look at Larry Bird. He's so impressed.
Oh.
Go get him, Jesus.
Thanks, Kermit.
Thanks for the great seat, Jesus.
You're welcome, Toby the Angel.
This is weird.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm going for 60, Larry.
You talking to me, Jordan?
I'm gonna do one of these things. I'm gonna stick my tongue out and I'm gonna dunk it on your face.
Yeah, look at the score, dude.
Whatever. Pass me the ball. Paxton, here, now. Thank you.
It's me and you, Jordan.
Except for I'm going for the rim, and that's right, and dunking.
Ooh,
and the foul.
Man.
Larry, come here for a second.
Get away from me, Michael.
Larry, look me in the eyes.
What do you want?
I created you.
Eat shit, bitch. Ange, give me the ball.
Bring it, baby.
A few professional basketball minutes later.
You lost, Lizzle.
I just scored 63 points in a playoff basketball game, Fermi.
That was pretty exciting, Jesus. Good job.
You lost the game.
I lost to a team with Danny Ainge on it, but I scored 63 points.
Is that good? That must be good.
Oh, good job, Jesus.
Terry, did you write all of it down?
Yes, I think you were 22 for 41 from the field, 19 for 21 from the free throw line.
My rebounds?
You had 4 defensive and 1 offensive.
I know, I had at least 5 assists.
You had 6 assists.
My steals and blocks?
3 and 2, respectively.
Top that, Larry Bird.
Yeah, I'm right here, dude.
Oh, hey, Larry.
I just want you to know, I knew it was you the whole time, Jesus.
That's nothing but bullpucky, Larry Bird.
Or something I need to tell you.
What is it, Larry?
Why the fuck did you make me look like a bird when I have the last name Bird, bitch? I'm 6'10" and I look like Big Bird, man.
I made you a basketball legend.
You didn't have to make me look like my last name.
Oh, Larry.
Also, it's me, Satan.
Satan, did you crawl into Larry Bird?
I thought we could be friends.
You stinker.
And then I got really competitive and I just wanted to win the game.
Satan, you're wearing Larry Bird.
You're wearing Michael Jordan.
I had so much fun despite having snot rockets shot at me by the Boston crowd.
I've never felt such adoration.
That's because I made you the king of a poop hole.
About that.
After the game and very expensive after party, Satan went back to hell, and all the demons wanted to know how it went.
Hey, my lord Satan.
Oh, Azazel, come on in.
Hey, Larry Fink is still waiting in the lobby.
I'd like to make him wait.
How did the ball basket game go?
It's basketball, Azazel, you dumb bastard.
Yes, lord.
I damn near had a triple-double.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's when you get double digits in 3 major categories. You see, I scored 36 points.
What are points?
Shut up, I had 12 rebounds and 8 assists.
You helped people.
Shut up, Azazel. That's right, I keep forgetting your chain. Look at my schedule. Do I have anything going on Friday morning?
Make Larry Fink wait.
I love making that fuck stain wait.
Yes, Lord.
You're gonna help Limp Bizkit make a new album.
That's right, I've done a lot for Fred Durst.
Yes, Lord.
Well, clear that shit out. I'm going golfing with Jesus.
Yes, you're going to kill him.
No, I'm gonna play a round of golf with him.
What is golf?
Todd, we have gotta make these fucking demons smarter.
I'm working on it, Lord.
Remember, the plan is befriending Jesus. We have a mutual respect for each other now that we played basketball together.
Okay.
Now, next, I think we're gonna do a McDonald's commercial together.
What's a McDonald's?
Alright, you're pissing me off. I need to torture somebody. Bring Larry Fink in here.
Yes, Lord, I'm chained to the rock, though.
Now, drag the rock, I'll wait.
This right as Jesus Christ is gonna go back in time and fix our plight. It's gonna bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause it'll bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause it's Jesus Christ, the time traveler. Bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause it's Jesus Christ, the time traveler. Bring back the beat, don't stop beating, cause it's time traveling, Jesus. Time traveling, Jesus, go.
Gospels of Terry and Coffee.
Then the monster,
and it's fucking Marnie again, one of the most delicious continents in all the land. Now let's see, Liam and Albus have been defeated by vampires, lost their army, got gacked out on a bad Smurf pissing trip, and they're currently in Riverguard City getting some gear.
I always thought River Guard City was nicer than this.
There's a lot more human excrement in the street than advertised.
I also thought we'd get more for that dragon semen than this.
Well, we got some horses.
I haven't even seen them yet.
The guy at Horses and More said they're top notch.
He was also pissing on the floor when we walked in.
True.
Like I said, I thought River Guard City was nicer than this.
Well, it's right next door to a city of vampires.
I wonder what made it like this.
Well, I mean, people are mean as fuck to each other. They're sad.
Right, plus Marnie is basically a living nightmare.
Yeah, but you can piss on Smurfs.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
I feel that. There's a stable.
Seriously, Albus, don't ask me to piss on Smurfs again.
Look, I didn't enjoy that either.
Did you, my brother? Help me not whip my dick out on a Smurf.
Deal with your own shit. Let's check out these horses.
Yeah.
Seriously, don't make me responsible for you, bro.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of horses in here.
Why does it smell better in the stable than it does out in the streets?
We're looking for pen 7 and 8.
Yeah, it's right here.
Look at these fucking guys.
I called the one that's not sick.
Which one's that?
I told you we were getting shitty gear.
I believe we've already discussed dragon semen inflation.
I don't want to hear about
it. Look, these horses aren't ideal.
They're dilapidated.
I don't think they like to say that.
Holy fuck, neither of you better talk.
Yeah, they're just horses.
You got anything to say, either of you?
Look, I'll take this one, you take that one.
I don't know, that one's got a lot of snot. Don't you give me any lip. You better not talk.
You two found your horses, huh?
Oh, yeah, shopkeeper dude, yeah.
Yeah, these are them, right?
Two of my finest horses,
okay.
Yeah.
Right, how are you still in business?
We primarily sell horse meat to the army.
That's got to be pretty stringy with these guys.
I wouldn't need it.
Right, do you have any horses that don't have the plague?
These are my only two fit for riding.
I think that one has a peg leg.
We're happy with the purchase, thank you.
Thanks for shopping horses and more.
Yeah, no problem. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm currently pissing on hay.
But why? You were just pissing in the store.
I piss where I want to, thank you.
Gross.
No, I can't see your piss. No.
Liam, what's wrong?
I feel like I did when I pissed on those bad Smurfs. No. Oh, that's not good. Fantastic. I'm in hell alone now. That's great.
Okay.
Oh, nope. The jagged tooth vagina monsters are here. That's good. Oh, big fucking werewolves. That's a nice touch. Thank you, brain.
Yeah.
Booming, ominous voice shouting my name in the darkness. That's excellent. Oh, the sound of big ass bugs scurrying around in the shadows behind me. Also great.
You're nothing but a disappointment, boy.
Oh, excellent. Voice of encouragement from my father, the light beam tyrant. Barfield, get off my fucking girl. Filthy vermin of the sky. You dirty bird, you. Don't finish on her boobies. No. Oh, damn it, Barfield. Not now, ominous forest. I just had my heart shattered, and then the pieces set on fire. And then the ashes of those pieces fed to a dragon, which just shit on my face. I swear to fuck, I will never, ever piss on a Smurf again.
You
ever.
Pissed on a Smurf.
You killed that.
Who said that?
Donnie.
What the fuck are you?
What does it look like? We're Smurf ghosts, ass.
You smurfed us, Mother Smurfer.
Yeah, but it feels really good.
You killed a whole village.
Well, yeah, the more of you that gets pissed on, the better I feel.
You're evil.
Yeah, you're evil.
No, you just have no idea how good it feels to piss on you.
Evil.
No, Barfield, no. Not around you. No.
Barfield.
No. Oh, sweet Velveeta.
Oh, yeah.
No.
On the titties.
No, not on her titties again. Stop. Oh, nothing could be worse. No, fuck the werewolves. Nobody told me there were repercussions to doing drugs. What?
And so Liam ran and ran through what he thought was hell, chased by werewolves and giant vaginas with deep. But was he really? Was he? Let me read. Nope, he wasn't.
No, Barfield.
Liam,
no.
Wake up.
Not a baby.
Wait, stop, you cunt.
God, what the
fuck? I'm sorry, Liam. Something had to be done.
Where the hell are we?
We're just north of Chodenburg.
Ow, what happened?
You tripped the fuck out, bro.
I went to the place with the vagina monsters again.
Yeah, you were screaming that up and down the streets of River Guard City.
I was doing what now?
Yeah, whatever you were doing in your head, you were not doing in real life.
Wait, why am I tied up?
Liam, I don't know how to say this.
Just say it.
Let me first just say that you're not allowed back in River Guard City.
I see. Just tell me what happened.
Well, it all started when you tore all your clothes off, covered yourself in horse poo, and started running around the streets yelling about vagina monsters.
I see.
And let's just say when you started throwing your poop at people, you didn't win any friends.
Okay.
When you were finally captured and we got you to sign the goddamn excommunication forms.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you had to be highly sedated.
Fuck.
That was super embarrassing, especially with your dick out.
Okay.
So I just threw you on the back of the peg-legged horse we bought, and now we're on our way to South Demon Guard City.
I am never pissing on Smurfs again.
That's fair.
While I was in hell, I saw some of the Smurfs I killed with my pee.
I'm sorry that happened to you, man.
The worst was Barfield.
It wasn't real, brother.
It seemed so real.
No, it wasn't, but that Velveeta of yours, she's pretty hot.
Right, I told you.
She's definitely not waiting for you. She's banging the dude right now.
No.
Without fucking question.
No.
I do have some good news, though.
What?
Well, if you check your beard, Belvedere's back.
Well, Belvedere, what's you doing in there?
He brought back what I would say is some kind of good news.
Kind of good news?
The letter's from Dodo the Hobbit. Just read it.
All right.
Yeah.
Dear fuckheads, this. Come on.
Yeah, it's spelled really bad, too.
Albus, it says they captured our father.
He's no longer puppeting the Child King.
Wow, what's a wizard hunter?
Only the baddest motherfuckers in Marnia.
Wait, there's people that hunt wizards?
Just read the fucking letter.
All right. Blah, blah, blah. I hope you two dixes aren't dadses.
Yeah.
A wizard hunter exercised a demon from our dad?
Yep.
Is that why he was such a prick to everyone?
everybody?
No, he's naturally a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
But having that demon inside of him might have something to do with why he tried to take over all of Southern Marnia.
I guess we'll have to give him that.
Yeah, but keep reading.
All right, blah, blah, blah. Drugs is. Your father is in prisons is?
They have him in a wizard-proof cage.
They have those?
The wizard hunters do.
I don't like the sound of these guys.
They're our natural enemies, so yeah.
God damn, dude.
Why the fuck do you think I was a bard? And before that, a bartender. Okay. Anything but a wizard.
You were a bartender?
Oh, yeah, I could serve a mean, scaly nipple.
Scaly nipple?
It has dragon jizz in it.
Okay.
I mainly serve fermented piss.
Like every other tavern in Marnia.
What are we gonna drink? The wire?
Fucking water, no.
Fuck no.
Well, do you think you could untie me now?
You promised not to throw your shit at me?
Yes, why would I throw my shit at you?
Dude, you have no fucking idea.
Did I really throw a lot of shit?
So much shit. We were all blown away by how much shit comes out of you.
Okay.
And so Liam Albus and Belvedere traveled on their new horses all the way to South Demon God City, where they found the wizard in the deepest, darkest part of South Demon God City's dungeon. Good, fuck him.
Father.
Oh, he's been pissing in here.
Is that a father?
Papa.
Don't fucking call me that.
It's fine.
Father.
Now, see, you two fucked up pretty royally.
Well.
See, I added royal to the situation when I was puppeting the king.
Okay.
You fucking kids, what the fuck?
Yeah, what? What's wrong with
you? What's wrong with me? How'd you let me get away with all that
what
shit?
I mean, us.
Yeah, how's you being a power-lusting cunt our fault?
It should have been obvious to you that I was possessed by a demon.
Honestly, nothing is obvious to me in Marnia. It's all very confusing.
Right? Almost you should have known.
In retrospect, I can see the signs of a demon possession.
In retrospect, I turned into a fucking light beam.
Oh, was that one of the signs?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely should have saw that.
Albus, you should have learned in school.
About the lighting, yeah, I did.
About that during the wizard quickening, a wizard is susceptible to demon possession.
Right, I learned that too,
They fucking love it.
Yeah, it did seem like you were having fun, so we didn't really want to say anything.
I was destroying the world.
Well, you did dangle Prince of Marnia in my face.
You know integrity having low life.
What? You try and put yourself in my shoes.
I would have got the demon out of my daddy.
In retrospect, we probably shouldn't have gone along with him and enabled him. No,
we kind of fought back a little.
You really wanted to be Prince of Marnia.
Whatever, Mr. Negotiator.
What's he talking about, negotiator?
Well, the you that was possessed by a demon made us your generals.
Holy fuck.
And sent us to war with the Bloodbat Kingdom in Hopetown?
Holy fuck.
Yeah, but when we got to the Bloodbat Kingdom, this guy was like, hey, let's negotiate.
And you got thrown in the dungeon and all the people were killed?
We were definitely thrown in the dungeon, yeah.
They were all up in our no-no squares, too.
Yeah, vampires are pricks.
Yeah, so we didn't do what you asked us.
I didn't ask you to do shit.
Well,
it was a demon, you dumb fucking idiot.
Okay, I get that now.
We really should have saw it, though.
You're damn right, you dumb motherfuckers. I wouldn't make you the general of a goddamn lemonade stand.
Oh, hey, now I'm the chosen one here.
I killed all the scary shit when I was possessed with a demon.
He did?
Yeah, all the scary wizards that we built up and trained for that he killed in like 5 seconds.
I was possessed by a very old, very mean demon.
Wait, so I'm not really the chosen one anymore?
You ain't shit, bitch.
Well, it doesn't really mean much, I guess.
Yeah, but the prophecy.
There was a lady who lived in the house with chicken legs. What do you want from me?
So what the hell's going on?
Well, let me break it down for you, boy.
No, thank you, Papa.
Don't call me that.
Right.
I,
you,
a godlike wizard spirit, am puppeting a ghost mech.
Yeah.
Made of bones and shit, and I was possessed by a goddamn gnarly, gnarly demon.
Right.
Who then, through my godlike powers, possessed Alexander, the child king of South Demon Guard City.
Right.
Through which I raised an army to go to war against all of Southern Marnia and put you two dumb fucks in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why, right before that, I was a goddamn light beam.
Yeah, I really should have saw that.
That does feel obvious.
Yeah, that's my bad. But it's tough to get rid of a goddamn demon. It would have been tough for us to do it.
No. You should have fucking tried.
Well, but we're here now.
That's right, Belvedere. It does smell like pee-pee in here.
Yeah, blow me, you judgmental owl. All I have is a bucket.
Right, well, let's get you out of here.
Yeah, good news. You're free to go.
We did have to give that wizard hunter fella the rest of our dragon gist stocks, though.
Yeah, he was a surly fella.
Yeah, I don't want to be a wizard anymore.
I don't blame you.
What do you mean? You ride my ass?
This is a pay for your fucking schooling, you fucking C-minus getting bitch.
Just grab your bucket and let's go.
I'm not taking the bucket with me.
Stop yelling at me.
It's good to have the family back together. Look at us.
Yeah.
What's this? Do I got a bug in my nose? You do got a bug. I'm gonna eat that shit.
Gross, that's not what I meant.
How about you're obsessed with their boogers? Goddamn.
I mean, we're all back together.
We are, huh?
And Dad's not a demon-possessed cunt anymore.
Blow me.
He's just a normal cunt.
Yeah.
The hobbits and Barfield and Dick are back.
I'm keeping my eye on your usurpacious tendencies.
Yeah, well, don't go too fast. My new horse is kind of trying to catch up.
That horse only has 3 legs, Liam.
It's got a peg leg. It does all right.
It's 100% gonna be eaten by a predator of Marnia.
Yeah, well.
Sad.
Plus, there's Barfield here and his lovely wife, Ariola.
You are the cutest little owl.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, of course you, Belvedere. You can probably put down the most beers of any owl in Marnia. We even have a comfortable covered wagon like before.
It's just like before all this madness.
It's almost like we've come to the end of
the wizard quickening.
The Monster Hunter.
Monsters of Marnia.
Hey, Gunnar Halifax here from the hit show, The Adventures of Gunnar Halifax.
I don't know if I'd call it a hit.
We are underground as fuck.
Whatever, I'm here with these dickbags to tell you about Scat Roast Coffee.
This is plum delicious.
Why are you here to tell people about things they can consume?
Hey, what? I love coffee.
You're going to make people not want the coffee.
I want to tell them about the silver and gold card that you and I are both on.
That's right, there's limited edition Scat cards in each bag.
Including the silver and gold Gunnar Halifax and Dr. Smoggy card.
There's also silver and gold Dave and Angus.
I think there's a Knight Rider Airwolf card.
You get fucking prizes in your coffee. you're going to want this coffee.
Yeah, I like it.
Despite him liking things, it's good.
It does what coffee does.
How come Slev does not have card yet?
Who the fuck would want a Slev site to have card?
I want one, and my mom.
On your babushka the bear.
She's not a bear. She's a beautiful woman.
Today at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can get your own Gunnar Halifax card.
It also has me on it.
Yeah, with his fugly face.
Yeah, I think it's more about the coffee.
I think it's more about the prizes inside.
It's about the coffee that tastes great.
It's about the prizes that are inside that are filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling?
Wouldn't it be more filling?
Yeah, you wouldn't know, would you?
That's kind of an old reference.
What are we doing at this point?
I don't know. Scat Roast Coffee. What a fun way to support a podcast network.
I heard there were little glow-in-the-dark chickens in the bag.
You can also find replicas of my robot army.
Whatever happened to that robot army?
I shrank them down and put them in coffee bags.
No, you didn't.
Whatever, go back and listen to the fucking episode.
I don't listen to episodes that I star in.
No, you're one of those Johnny Depp types, huh?
Also, we're breaking the fourth wall hard.
That's an ad, dude.
You guys want something from Craft Service Table? I'm going to go make sandwich.
Right, Scatcast, make a move. Scat Roast, get it.
Or don't, it's okay.
Yeah, it's more okay if you get some.
Right.
And you can get it all the time, starting 9 a.m. today.
They get it, fuck me.
Right, so, Captain out.
And so this not anywhere near legendary tale continues. The wizard has been exorcised of his demons, and the whole crew's back together, including the entire Parliament of Owls, which is handy in the Demonwood Forest. That's where they are, the Demonwood Forest, I think. Yep, that's where they are. Who cares?
Can you do something about your goddamn owls, Liam, please?
I'm sorry, horse. It's just they're all back at once.
At least that means poor Velveeta's getting a break from your dick pic barrage.
I did still send a couple through snail mail.
You're a deluded dimwit.
Hey, shut up, both of you.
What is it, Father?
Yeah, what's going on, Daddy-O?
Don't call me that, Dickweed. We're in the Demonwood Forest.
Right, been here before.
Well, if you don't remember, there's a bunch of demons in the fucking woods.
Right, yep.
And I do not want another demon.
Yeah, that wouldn't be ideal for you, would it?
It would not, so we need to be quiet.
Okay.
These woods are loaded with nasty assholes.
Yeah, thanks, Dick.
And they're just like right there, you know?
Yeah.
Nature, right?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Just pull the damn cart, you talking glue stick.
Yeah. Legs and arms.
I hear that.
What, are you going to pull the cart?
Maybe.
Make a horse out of some creature's jizz and some mud and fucking it'll die in a day?
I can get 72 hours out of a jizzy mud horse.
Yeah.
Just pull the cart, you half centaur cunt. And Liam, ask your owls to be quiet, please.
I think they're hungry. I'm all out of grubs.
Well, if they don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to be possessed by a demon again and probably kill all of you.
Right. Can you guys be quiet in there? Belvedere, would you, please? I promise we'll go get some seed and grubs.
I told you not to feed them the store-bought grubs. Now they just want expensive shit.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of I told you so, Mr. Negotiator.
Whatever.
I'll just sit and hash it out with Count fucking Dracula.
Again, if everyone could just shut the fuck up, please.
Gladly, shut up.
You look like you're concentrating there, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm trying to concentrate.
Well, Liam, you can see by the bend in his knees that he's doing a spell.
Oh, I thought he was constipated.
That's why you suck at being a wizard.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to be a wizard anymore.
That's fine, you probably shouldn't.
It would save a lot of squirrels if you didn't.
Oh, shut the fuck up, I'm concentrating.
I was thinking I was going to go back to Monster Hunt.
Have you ever thought about selling shoes?
I know a guy who owns a ladder store. You want to work at a ladder store?
No. You could probably be a manager one day.
No, I'm going to be a monster hunter like I originally intended.
Yeah,
actually, now that we've met that badass motherfucking wizard hunter.
How dare you?
Liam, that's even harder to become than a slayer.
I was on my way to becoming a slayer. I've killed dozens of monsters. I've seen your trading card, Barfield. Your number's highly inflated. Highly.
He's right, though. You've mainly only been witness to the killing of monsters.
What do you mean Dick the Horse has killed more legitimate monsters than me?
I did kick that werewolf in his dick. I'm pretty sure he died.
Yeah, squirrels and fawns aren't monsters.
I thought it was a demon fawn.
And all those bridge trolls were just doing their job.
A troll's a troll in the manual.
Your manual's 5,000 years old.
Well, that's good, right? It's ancient.
He's saying it's not up to date. The goddamn bridge trolls are municipal workers, too.
I don't care. Everyone shut up.
Please.
I'm going to be a slayer. And when I master the art of slaying,
it's five life
and slay each of the monsters necessary to graduate to slayerdom, I will seek to become a wizard hunter.
Well, at least you're not deluded as fuck.
Right.
Why not? I know magic.
Now, with those knees.
I'm so sick of hearing about my goddamn fucking knees.
It's the backbone of magic.
Everless. Triple threat, baby.
Blow me, but my knowledge of wizardom.
You don't know shit.
I know enough to be a menace to you wizards.
You're a waste of carbon atoms.
What are atoms?
I have no idea.
I know a hobbit named Adam. He's a real tricksist.
Once again, everyone shut the fuck up. I'm trying to concentrate.
Whatever. What kind of spell are you doing?
What?
Father.
Well, a lot of the creatures in Demonwood Forest are looking to possess souls, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of souls in Demonguard City.
Did you cast a spell on all the demons in Demonwood Forest to invade Demonguard City?
I mean, it's a really easy spell.
What is it, like invadity-badity?
Nailed it.
Fuck you, Marnie. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get all the monsters out of our fucking way.
By having them invade Demonguard City.
Well, I would have had them go to South Demonguard City, but it's too far.
So there's a bunch of people in Demonguard City that are going to become possessed by...
by demons of all sorts.
Goddamn, you're evil without the demons in you.
Yeah.
Seriously, I thought you were, like, good now.
Do you not remember the first few seasons?
Yeah, he's definitely been bad the whole time.
That's right.
But one thing that's changing is I'm in charge now.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's not happening.
Well, I'm in charge of me.
I'm still trying to focus here.
I'm going to be a professional monster hunter known as a slayer.
He'll be in jail in a month.
Jail or killed.
That's it. Kills it. Dead for sure.
Screw you guys.
Somebody talk him out of this. I'm going to have to go with him.
Well, you are my only horse now that that other horse was eaten by whatever the fuck that was.
Pretty sure it was a scorpion beagle.
A scorpion? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's their cuteness that gets you.
They're huge.
Marnia is the stupidest.
All right, last time, shut the fuck up.
Stop having demons invade Demon Guard City.
I think it's only like a couple dozen or so.
That's enough to terrorize the city.
Yeah, fuck them. They always look down at us, South Demon Guard City folk.
How do you consider yourself a South Demon Guard City folk when you were just excommunicated from there?
It's only for 6 months.
Really?
I was possessed by a demon. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right, but you're currently sending demons to another town.
Well, nobody's perfect, and I don't want no more demons.
We end up acquiescing to a lot of evil.
Fuck them.
Okay, sympathy for that guy is completely gone. And kind of for the other guys, too. I'm kind of still cheering for the pigeon, but eh. Anyway, as they travel through the Demon Wood Forest, they stop to camp for the night.
I'm fucking all out of paper.
I'm sure Velveeta's just beside herself waiting for your penis pics.
I don't only draw outlines of my wiener on those things.
You're a weird dude.
Whatever, I've been thinking all day.
Yeah, yeah, you want to hunt wizards.
When we started out together, I was a monster hunter.
A lot's changed since then, brother.
Yeah, it's been very hard to follow.
Yeah, I blame the writing staff.
Yeah, they're a mess.
Incompetent nitwits, really.
But it says here in the manual, I just have to slay these beasts, and then I become the man.
Well, you should probably get a new manual.
Yeah, the pink tyrannodoodle's extinct, you dumbass.
Well, I will find the updated list of monsters.
You know you need an official license to become a slayer, to even be recognized within the Slayer Guild.
I got forms.
You ain't got shit.
Well, I got Barfield. Maybe he can help me.
Barfield thinks you suck.
Well, he can at least help me figure out the forms or get the new manual.
He hasn't helped you for 2 years.
He likely knew the whole time you had an outdated manual.
I hate you guys.
Where is Barfield?
He and Areola are out doing reconnaissance.
I see.
Keeping an eye out for demons that I miss with my spell.
Okay.
I ain't getting possessed again.
Right.
I do the possessing me.
Right. Yeah,
Barfield and Areola are in that tree having sex.
God damn it! Get your damn pigeon dick out of my bird, you bastard!
Just let him be.
That's just not natural.
You're fucking married.
That is a were pigeon fucking a tiny little owl.
Right, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Marnia's just fucked up.
That's true.
Yeah. You fucking biggest staffs are fucked up.
Yeah, you guys are fucked up. Sis.
Yeah, I concur with that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna listen to some booger-eating hobbits.
Yeah, boogers are fascinating.
Yeah, they're fascinating.
You just eat boogers because there's drugs in your nose and it gets you high.
I got a good one in there now.
Gross.
Share that with me. Get your booger. Sure, share it, motherfucker.
Just let me know when you want me to back kick those two fuckwads in the head.
Yeah, that won't be necessary, Dick.
Yeah, fuck you, horse.
Just give me a booger.
Back off, I'm plugging.
Give me the booger.
You just say the word. I got new shoes on. I'll kick him right fucking hard.
Yeah, no thanks, Dick.
Well, let's hear him out.
Liam, I've thought a lot about what you said.
Right.
And while most of it is diluted babble.
Blow me.
We've had our wizard club together for a while and I've trained with you.
So you know my work ethic and determination.
That's why I'm leaning on shoe sales.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go sell shoes, man.
There's nothing wrong with selling shoes.
Yeah, check out my Air Wiz 9000.
Those are quality kicks. You can make a great living.
Look, I appreciate you guys might possibly be looking out for my well-being. I doubt it.
I just want you to stop bringing shame to the family.
I think you'd be great at selling shoes.
Now, listen here. I started this journey. A man in search of purpose. A knighted man.
By the way, King in Marnia.
He probably didn't even fill out the paperwork.
I got the fucking paperwork.
I bet it's not filed right.
I bet not.
I started my mission to rid this fucking place of these nightmare creatures.
There's like hundreds of billions of them.
Well, as many as I fucking could. And to build my fortune for my sweet Velveeta.
She is so fucking other dude.
You shut your fucking garbage mouth, Albuquerque.
Why you gotta do Albuquerque like that?
I have traveled the entirety of Marnia.
You ain't seen shit.
I've been to all four corners.
I don't feel like we spent any time in Port Blork or North Port Blork or New Southwest Dork.
We did spend some time in Central Dork, Old Cork, Cork, Bork, and Dork.
Fuck Marnia.
Wasn't there a whole arc around Old Dork?
Yeah, with my brother, cousin, whatever.
Oh, fuck, Marty. I'm not listening to you two talk to me about wizard shit anymore.
Well,
I didn't mean to kill half the squirrels in the Sherwood Forest.
At least half.
I've seen a lot. I've seen pigeons pop out of werewolf stomachs.
Yeah.
And hobbits climb up giant sticks.
Yeah, good job, boys. Oh, they passed out on their boogers.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So gross.
In all fairness, hobbit boogers are 3 times the size of a human booger, despite how small a hobbit is. Yeah, it's amazing.
You shut up. I'm having a moment.
I'm just saying they look like little gooey, furry plums.
Gross.
Look, with my knowledge about the world,
you don't know shit.
You can't deny that I could make a great slayer.
I feel like we've denied it in every episode.
It certainly feels like
you both know I'm a great swordsman.
I mean, you're decent.
But your sword smells like poo-poo.
And I'm touched by magic.
You're my least magically talented child.
That's right. You got wizard baby mamas all over Marnia, don't you, Dad?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Gross. Look, Liam, we are not trying to talk you out of your dreams or whatever, but, you know, shoe sales?
Fuck shoe sales.
I heard the ladder industry is booming. You could be useful.
I pledge as of this moment that I will dedicate myself to the path of the slayer.
Yeah, your fly's unzipped, dedicated guy.
Oh, shit. Shit's been down all day.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
I pledge to rid this stupid fucking place of as many stupid monsters as fucking stupidly possible.
Yeah, you'll be dead in a week.
I'm thinking prison.
I'm going dead as fuck. Liam the Monster Hunter. Liam the Monster Hunter. Is there any way I can talk you out of this, Liam?
Sorry, Dick. You're my only option here.
Yeah, because that peg-legged horse you bought is dead now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's a weird animal's poop because of you, buddy.
Just keep running, Dick.
What, straight to my death?
Dude, regardless of everything that's happened, you're still my horse.
What if I don't recognize your authority, Liam?
Look, it's just you, me, and Belvedere now.
Yeah, I'm not real comfortable with that.
What? Why?
Because you're pretty much the weakest one of the group.
No. blow me.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, dude.
I'm a fucking knight, and I was a chosen one for a while.
Yeah, the hobbits killed a giant by crawling up its dick. All the owls are badass. The wizard damn near conquered southern Marnia. You think you're tougher than the Pigeon of Destiny?
I didn't say that.
You're not even tougher than me.
Well,
I mean, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but even your tail was more badass than you.
Yeah, well, he's fucking dead now, so I'm tougher than him.
Yeah, it's between you and Albus, really.
I'm definitely tougher than Albus.
I don't know. That dude had a pretty heavy wand.
Whatever. All that shit, if it's true, then that's all the more reason I should go out and prove myself.
Yeah, I don't really care about that. Again, I'm being drug into it, so maybe if you could think about it, maybe have a plan.
Just keep riding north.
Yeah, that's a direction.
Just keep heading towards those stone boob mountains.
Yeah, if you could smell all the angry assholes in that direction, you wouldn't be saying that.
Take heart, horse. You're with Liam the Monster Hunter.
Yeah, again, I'm more leaning towards shitting myself.
The Monster Hunter.
Monsters of Mania.
From California, favorite human in the world and wife to me, Mrs. Scriptkeeper!
Yep, love of my life right there.
And starting at Shitbox Wizard, from Indiana, Donald Fisher! And starting at Discord Dookie Slayer, from Ohio, Chris Brooks!
Chris Brooks.
And starting at Scatcast Quartermaster from Texas, 900-time-time-suck trivia champion, Bodhi Sunyata!
That's right, Bodhi Sunyata.
Dipshit Files researcher. Also starting at Button Pusher, Steve the Button Pusher guy.
That's right,
and then we have, you know, Tim the intern who sucks.
Yep, that's right. That's good on you. Info at scatcast.com. Scatcast.com for merch.
Yes, Tim sucks. Patreon.com/scatcast to help us. $5 a month gets you the inside scooper, which gets you all sorts of extra shit. And as always, we'll talk at you in the future. It'll seem like the present. Bye.
Episode 121 of Scatcast
is over. Enjoy your day.
Bing bong coffee!